Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected.
Yeah, I'm all services, yeah.
I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have talked about Trump. I got up to walk away, and Tara goes, what happened? And I was like, oh, the call dropped, and I was talking about Trump. And she was like, no, that happened earlier. Call him back.
I'm in the boonies right now. I don't have a lick of service out here. I wouldn't have left you talking about Trump. I wish he'd come back and be real honest. Shit was done.
Yeah.
Money was made. Now we're struggling to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I just feel like this, they're in the process of a new world order, especially with the stuff that I see with the technology. Google's had to release a lot of access to the data that they have. It's just crazy.
Crazy. It is getting kind of crazy because, I mean, it's like, shit, ain't nothing private anymore.
Well, I mean, there's a company in Los Angeles, and you could check this out. It's called ICANN. I don't know how involved you get, like, with technology and stuff, but...
A lot.
Okay, but. So the internet is owned by a private company called ICANN in L.A. So, ironically, like, if World War III broke out and they bombed Los Angeles, everybody's internet would just crash. It would just stop working.
Oh, my God.
The whole world. It's not even just America. Like, all those social media platforms and everything would just be just obsolete without the internet. So,
like, literally there's just one company that just owns the internet.
Yeah, and it's a private company. It's a non-profit company. I don't know if you've heard about, like, the Snowden trials. There was a whistleblower that worked for the government, and he kind of exposed that they had access to all our cameras. Any device that we had with a camera could have been hacked, kind of like an eye, they called it, the all-seeing eye, you know, where they could just hack any camera on your phone. And so he exposed that we had access to that, and the United States government had it. They wanted to keep it a secret because we weren't just watching our own citizens, but we were watching what was going on in other countries as well.
Yeah.
So it kind of gave us the ability to kind of see the whole globe at once, and hack anything, and track people. But obviously that impedes on our freedoms. So this happened during Obama's term, and the Democrats got exposed for that, and then they ended up selling it. That was the resolution. They had to sell the internet, or the ownership of the internet, to ICANN, which is a private company in Los Angeles. So that way the FBI and the government weren't just randomly...
spying on people?
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, but Snowden ended up running away to Russia, and then... he basically got barred from the United States. We asked Russia to send him back, and they said no. They've basically been letting him live there freely instead of coming back and dealing with the consequences, which is kind of cool. I don't really think he should have to go through any consequences and giving the American people the freedom that they should have had in the first place back. So. Somebody's got to hold them accountable.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Crazy-ass world we live in.
Yeah, I mean, I see it on this back end. Like, we monitor search data. Like, Google has a whole system called Google Analytics. It's nice, though, because it's a public system. So it's like you can even just log into it, even if you weren't a client of ours, and see, like, which services in your industry people search for the most in your area. So it's like a good advertising tool. Yeah, they actually capture that data. And Google had to go through the, like, our CEO had to go through this big old court proceedings at the beginning of this year where he was talking about that. Like, they only monitor people's search stuff in the sense of seeing what they're looking for and what the trends are for marketing purposes. It's not like they're gathering people's personal data and things like that, you know.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So they basically he had to sit through that and, you know, verify that Google wasn't actually, like, capturing people's personal data, you know, like, when they record through your phone or, like, the voice search. It's more so, like, Siri. Siri's owned by Google. It's just supposed to help you, not supposed to go into your phone and get your birth date and your social security number and everything else. So he just kind of had to sit through that whole thing. It was pretty bad. They were grilling him pretty hard, but he did well.
Yeah.
It's just for marketing reasons.
Yeah. I don't know.
It helps. I mean, it helps business owners a lot. You know what I mean? You'll see the difference. It's not even going to take you longer than a month or two. You'll see a big difference. You're going, whoa, why haven't I got these people before? It's just, and they didn't know you'd existed or you weren't being marketed the right way. But now we're basically just putting you right in front of people who are already looking for your help in the first place. You know how easy it is to land snow removal jobs when these guys get in their car, they can't back out of their driveway, and all they have is their phone? They just pull out their phone and type in snow removal, and you're the only option up there, you know, with a couple other guys. It's a lot easier to get those jobs. It's like an emergency, and you're right at their fingertips.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. I hope it brings in profit.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a nice change of pace for you. And that's the beauty of it, too, is that Google's very different from other companies, too. They don't require us to put you on any kind of long-term contract. So it's like, you know, these guys are coming back at their own will, you know? I think that says a lot. You know, a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for our services if we're not showing them good return.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I got my wallet. You want that card?
Well, before I do that, let me verify some information, too, because we got to send you a PIN verification. Okay, so on the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, let's
okay.
do that.
All right, perfect. What was your last name, Levi?
Womack.
Just like it's...
W-O-M-M-A-C-K.
Okay, Womack. Like Bobby Womack. All right. And then what's your business email address?
It'd be through Brock.
It could be a personal, too. I'm not going to display it anywhere. I just want to be able to send you everything in writing because of the discounts I applied. And then I also want to send over the invoice receipt because this is considered a business expense. You could write it off.
Okay. Let's do Levi Womack, 8370 at gmail.com. That's not really, that's my personal one. The actual company one is actually Brock. He doesn't move on with email a hell of a lot more than him.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, nobody's going to see this. Even if, like, we put the contact us profile on the .com website we make for you, it'll automatically forward to that email without actually them actually having to see it. So,
okay.
Yeah, you can use anyone that you want. So it was Levi Womack 8370 at Gmail?
Yeah, 8370 at gmail.com.
Okay, I got you here. Okay, and this came back as valid. And then they're going to send a PIN verification letter to you. It's just a little postcard. It says Google right on it, and it'll have MW Land Service on it. There's a little five-digit number on the back that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
14872 Pike 31, Curryville, Missouri.
63339?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I already got some of the keywords. There's going to be a client interview. I have, like, the brush clearing, mulching, grading, trenching, and light excavation or some excavation.
Yeah.
But they'll dive more into it. The client interview is usually about 30 to 45 minutes. They'll also pick your brain on, like, the service area and how you want the website to look. What's a good time where I could schedule the client interview?
Like today?
We could do later today or tomorrow, either one, depending on your schedule.
Let's do today. It'd probably be a better, while I'm in the mood on it, of getting this done.
Let's get it knocked out. Okay, I have, let me see here. I have a 3 to 4 available today. Or actually, I can even do 12 to 1.
Let's do that. Sounds good.
Do 12 to 1? Okay. It's going to be with a separate technician. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'll also send you a text message reminder. It's an automated message reminder. It'll be about 30 minutes before the appointment, just to confirm.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Then let me schedule this. And then how do you want your hours of operation listed?
7 days a week. I mean, if somebody calls me on a Sunday, I'm going to answer the phone and go quit the job on Sunday.
I mean, yeah, I can leave open availability, so that way they could always call you, you know what I mean? And then you can hash it out with them from there. You want to do that?
That way it's just, if it's Sunday, it's not like, oh, I can't call them tomorrow. Let's call them on Sunday. Let's get this going. So.
Yeah, I like having emergency services, like, posted up there, so that way if it is kind of late, you know, if somebody calls you at, like, 9 to clear a driveway or something like that, then at least you can you could charge them extra. You know what I mean?
You can charge them a premium.
So, all right. So let me get this knocked out. Oh, I got some photo that popped up for you. It looks like a dog. Okay.
Yeah. Ruger.
That's your pup?
Yeah. I just got him. He's 6.5 months old.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Goes everywhere with me.
I love dogs. I need to go get a dog. I haven't had a dog in a while, though, but I was going to, and then, of course, I had my son, and so now, kind of like, okay, let me wait until he's big enough to, like, clean up some poop and fend them off, and then I'll get him. All right, so I got the business profile created and set up here. You can accept cash, check, and card?
Oh, cash and check. I don't know about card. It's just, you know, I know for sure that, but me, I don't want to pay $3,000 off my card. So I normally just prefer check and cash. It's easier.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they always charge you a fee, too. It's like 2 or 3% sometimes just to transfer your money. Okay. So I'll set it up as cash and check, no card. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about, do you have, like, a logo or photos of work that you've done in the past? That we could use for your website? You do? Okay.
Yeah, go to, it's on my Facebook, actually.
I know, I can't take them off of that, so we have to have, like, a paper trail showing that you sent them to us and actually gave us consent to use it. There's copyright laws and stuff. So I'm going to send you an email address, though, and I also just texted you my direct number and extension, but the email address is pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com, and when you get some free time this evening or later on, just send in the logo and the photos, and then we can go ahead and upload those to the .com.
Okay. All right, then. So are you guys making, like, a full-blown website?
Yes. So we're going to purchase a domain for you. We're going to develop all the content for you, and we provide hosting. So any changes you want to make moving forward are included. It's no extra charge to you. And then we'll have that attached to your Google business profile and your first page placement. It'll also be attached to the other directories that we submit you to.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Are you running a Facebook ad through your Facebook business page?
I don't think so, to be real honest. I'm not very technical. I'm 18 years old, and I don't know how to use technology very well.
Oh, wow. So. You sound like a full-blown man. Okay.
So, I turned 18 in, like, April.
Oh, I'd be really proud if my son came out like you, man. That's awesome. Yeah, you're out here running your own business and everything. That's great.
Yeah,
I worry about that. I pray all the time. I'm like, please don't let me get one of those bums. You know, I try to get them working from as early as I can. I'm like, here, you know, put this here, pick up after yourself. But it's you never know what you're going to get. Some of these days, man, you got 30-year-olds. They're still their parents' house. It's horrible.
No joke. I got friends who live around here, and I don't even really have friends anymore. Just because, like, all my friends are 20, 25 years old, and it's like, sure, here I am making, I'm 18, I make more money than all you all, and then it's just like, they try to, I hate it. That's why I don't hardly talk to anybody, because it's just like...
It's lazy. Not everybody wakes up with that chip, so like, okay, wake up, let's go get after it, you know what I mean? It's just like a subconscious thing. Some people don't get it, but I don't understand. Like, I don't even think about it. I just get up, get the shower, get something to drink, like some coffee, and I'm on my way to work, like, without even thinking about it. I'll be halfway at work before I even wake up. You know, it's crazy.
So, now I'm just, you know, the text message you sent me, guy, the wind's pretty loud.
No worries.
Can I just text you these pictures instead of emailing them?
So basically the way you do it, though, so if you go to your phone, if you have an iPhone or Android, you go and click on the photos, and then you hit that little send tab. It's like a box with an arrow pointing up. You've probably seen it before. And then, but you want to type in that email address. The reason being is because if you text this to me, that'll go to the company's phone here, so it'll still document it, but that email address is designed to take in photos, you know what I mean? Like a JPEG format photos, and it keeps their quality there. So it comes to a company-wide email, but we have your email address and your phone number on file with your account already. So we know it's you. We know what site it's supposed to go to. It's just if you text it, then they have me manually take it in and posting it over there, and then they're still not able to really track where I got it from. Rather than if it goes to that email, they know that you sent it in to us as a company and it's documented. So
the localsplash.com, blah, 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 blah. photos/localsplash.com, is that what the email is?
Yeah, it's just photos@localsplash.com. That's it.
So I just send all those pictures to that email, and that should do it.
Yep, yeah, you can open up your camera and your phone and click through all the ones you want, and then just hit the send tab, and then type in that email address, and you could send it as an email, or you can send it as a text message to the email.
Okay, now this 877, I imagine, is a company phone number, and the extension is 544. Would that be to be able to talk to you?
Yeah, that's to call me directly. So you could always text me at that line, and then if you want to call me directly, you got to hit extension 544, because if you call in without hitting that extension, you're going to go to our customer service department. There's like 300 people that work here. We're a pretty big company. Been around since 2004. There's a 24/7 customer service department available to you too. So it's like I'm only here from 9 to 6 CT. But if it's after hours, there's still reps in here that can help you with your account and make changes and things like that. So.
Okay. Well, cool.
You'll always have help. You won't have to worry about the online marketing. We'll make sure you're covered. All right. So we got your profile set up, and then I got the PV done. Okay, so the PIN verification sent out. It says allow 3 to 5 days to get your PIN. Just remember that, okay? It's really important. I'll text you around the time it says it's being delivered to. I need the 5-digit number on the back of it. Once you got the 5-digit off the back of it, you can throw it away or do whatever you want with it. You only got to do that one time.
It's being mailed to me?
Yeah, it comes in the actual mail, so that way they could verify your location when we get the 5-digit number off the back. And then you only got to do that one time for as long as you own your company. So once that's completed, like MW Land Services, it exists on Google forever, you know? You could delete it, but, I mean, it's up there. You won't have to re-verify your company or anything like that. And then all your reviews stick to that business profile. So it's a good thing to have.
Cool. So really it's just what I need to do is tonight I need to get on that thing, send you a bunch of pictures on that email, and then wait for that card to come in?
Yeah. That's basically it. I mean, obviously client interview too. I got the client interview between 1 and 2 o'clock. Or 12 and 1, actually. It's between 12 and 1.
Okay. All right, then.
I sent you the calendar invitation. So it's basically client interview, PIN verification. I'll have you sign the terms and conditions. They'll give you access to your tracking system, too. The tracking system username and password comes with a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. There's also an app you could download to your phone, and that way you have it right there in your phone. You could log in daily, see all the leads that are coming in, what services they looked up to find you, what zip codes. You know, and then if you miss calls, you can go into that pipeline and call them back. So it's pretty useful. I mean, it's really useful, and there's a lot of the stuff that the kinks have been worked out because we've been doing it for so long. So it's a really good tool to have. It'll make your life a lot easier. All right. So I got everything set up. Last thing we got to do is secure that first month payment. So in terms of securing the $299 for the Platinum package, how did you want to do that, Levi?
Card.
Okay.
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification?
Yes.
All right. And it's under your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be just me.
Just Levi Womack. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5229.
5229.
6900.
6900.
0033.
0033.
9160.
9160. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0325.
03 of 25. And then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
That's the part that sucks. I've used this card so much I can't even hardly tell what it is.
I need to get a new one myself. The chip's not
I think it's 763.
Okay. Well, if it's not, it'll decline it, so I'll be able to let you know here. I'll be able to let you know in just a second. Before I can process the payment, I do have to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. Also, I didn't mention this. So in your client interview, they're going to ask you for access to your business Facebook page. There's $100 of Facebook ads included in your package. We're in the process of becoming a Meta partner. So we'll be able to help you generate some leads on your Facebook platform. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that if they're asking you, like, hey, what are the login credentials? If you don't want to give it to them and you don't want to partake in that, I can remove it from the campaign. But, you know, if it can help you get a couple, you know, two or three extra jobs a month, then why not, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'd say probably let's wait on that because, like, my girlfriend actually runs the Facebook for me. But to be really honest with you, I don't really know the login for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, I can start it out like this, and then you have my direct number too. So if you want to call in, and that's something you want to capitalize on, it's no extra charge. And you know, like I said, if we could get another two, three extra jobs out of it each month, then why not? You know, more money, better. All right. All right. So I'm gonna walk you through this voice verification. If I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
W Land Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Levi Womack, and I'd be co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. It says within a reasonable period of time with 24 to 48 hours in parentheses. I'm not going to ride you hard on that. I mean, if you miss calls, I understand you're probably out already on a job. Obviously try to log into the tracking system and at least get back to them if you can, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we already know what you're doing for the most part, like now. It's just saying before you add something later, give us a heads up so that way I can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating anything.
Yeah.
All right. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 12th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. If you do decide to discontinue, we ask that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right.
So I could literally, like, let's say tomorrow, I'm just like, you know what, forget about this. I could literally just call you tomorrow and cancel it, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could. I don't know about getting a refund on it because we already requested your PIN verification be mailed out. And it cost money.
Yeah,
and then,
I'm not going to.
Yeah. I mean, you could cancel at any time. It would be a lot easier to cancel after the first month, like month two or month three. Yeah, but because the first month, all this is basically going to, because of the discounts that I applied, it's basically just what it costs to get, like, your domain name purchased for your site, your PIN verification done, and then obviously to pay the reps to do the client interview and begin the optimization process. So
yeah.
we're not really making money off of this the way I set up your account, but what I'm invested in is developing long-term business relationships with you guys. where if it's working how it's supposed to be working, then you're paying that every month, and obviously that's more valuable to Google if you have a reoccurring customer for years rather than you have a guy that tries it out for a month or two. He builds his website, and he's like, cool, got my website, my Google, I'm out of here. You know, the key is having the optimization work and bringing in consistency, not just setting up their profiles and building them websites, you know. All right. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to get a welcome text message and a welcome email. I'm going to hang on the line with you here just to make sure that you get the text. There's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing in there that you have to sign off on. So not a contract, but it just has everything in black and white. And then we also forward that over to your email. So that way there's no confusion about you having that platinum package. You'll notice the setup fee is usually $299 as well. So I waived that for you too. So you know, basically save you about $500 off the initial investment, and then I'm saving you two every month moving forward.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it should keep you profitable. It makes your profit margins bigger, and then my chances of keeping you on board long term better.
I hope so. Hopefully we make money.
Yeah, I mean, good. Hey man, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, then you'll do great with this. This will be fine. It's gonna be like shooting fish in a barrel. Okay. So it says that message was sent. So there's one that we're looking for in particular, Levi. It'll say, Levi, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I can't believe you're 18.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
See, that's an ally.
You're very, very mature for your age. I'm telling you. Yeah. I got some kids in the neighborhood that are your age, and I'm just like, wow.
Well, man. My dad passed away, and I had to run a farm. I just got stuck.
That's we have that in common. You know what happened to me is I got emancipated when I was 16 years old. I think that's what we have in common. Yeah, my mom passed from malignant melanoma. It's like a skin cancer. And my dad was out drinking and driving like 6 months after that. He just basically went, he already had a drinking problem, but he went full-blown alcoholic once she passed away. They were together for 18 years. Yeah, and he got in a bad car accident, and then he ended up succumbing to the injuries after a couple months. So.
Wow, that's terrible. I'm sorry for your loss. But.
Yeah, it was wild, you know, and I have an older sister and a younger sister, and I got an older brother, too. And so we just kind of, it made us all a lot closer, but I had to either get separated from them or get emancipated. You know, they would have sent my little sister to get adopted or sent me somewhere to get adopted. I'm like, man, I'm 2 years from being 18 years old, so I'm not going to go get adopted and start calling somebody else mom and dad. And, you know, so I was just like, sign the papers, I'll take responsibility for myself. And then, you know, our family just kind of like, my brothers and sisters, we kind of banded together. But I started working, you know, really young. Like, I was still finishing up high school. I was basically just doing packets and then going to work. And then I was lucky enough to be able to get a grant to go to school because of my situation. So they basically paid for a lot of my college. And then so I went to college. And then right when I got out, I came here. I started here. I interned here. And then I'd been here already 10 years.
Yes. What happened to me was whenever all COVID stuff happened, I was a sophomore and I switched to homeschool. And it was right after my dad passed away, because right when COVID started, he passed away, and I think it might have been from COVID.
Oh wow! And so they don't really know what.
Yeah.
He just got really sick.
Yeah, he just got really sick right at the start of when COVID happened. And
I'm sorry to hear that. That's so recent too, bud. That sucks.
Yeah, they said that They gave him a COVID test. They said he came back negative, but that was right when there was COVID tests. They had no clue if they worked or not.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty bogus. So, my sister's watched a lot of people go down, actually, out there. At the hospital, because during the pandemic, she was considering just coming back to California because it was getting so bad. She's kind of over in the respiratory department. So they see a lot of the people get put on ventilators. Sometimes she has to put them on ventilators. And she was telling me, like, some of these people, they could have gotten some kind of there's a epinephrine, like, you ever heard of EpiPen? Like, when people are having asthma attack or something, you know? She's like, a lot of those people, she felt like they could have just dosed them with that, and it's basically like adrenaline, artificial adrenaline. and that would have, it, you know, gave their lungs the steroids they needed to kind of push through, but they were still putting them on a ventilator. So she was like, I feel like they're kind of like killing people almost.
Yeah, dragging it out, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, you probably could have gave them a dose and then let them fight through it, you know, let their lungs work out whatever was building up in there, because they basically just get really bad pneumonia. But, yeah, that's really crazy. He didn't have any kind of, like, pre-existing issues before then?
Nope, not at all.
Wow. How old was he?
Just out of, would have been 58.
Wow. That's just young, man.
Yeah, and he died, and then, I don't know, I just grew up, took a lot on by myself, because I was living with mom, because my parents were divorced, he lived in Florida, and he was like, you know, the guy, he taught me how to work and how to do everything, and then when he passed away, my mom, you know, we kind of separated a little bit, because I was like, you know, I was my hero, and then I started working, bought a new truck, I actually just bought a big-ass gooseneck, like, literally last weekend.
Well, you know what, I said it before, and I'll tell you again, and this was before I even knew that, but it, like I said, if you were my kid, I'd be very proud of you, man.
Well, I appreciate it, thank you.
Yeah, man, it gives me goosebumps, because I was already thinking that before you told me that, so I know you're making him proud. You're out here doing your thing, and we'll get you taken care of on this side, get you some work going. You're going to have to bust your butt for a bit. It's hard when you're working from the ground up, but you save your money, save your money up, and you keep working. That's a security blanket for life, and what you really want to do is I'm nobody to tell you how to live, but I'm just saying you want to save up a good nut to where, you know, emergencies happen, things happen, you know what I mean? And you can really get out of the work in day-to-day, but you're doing the right thing, starting your own company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're really going to help yourself. Hire some people.
I got this one started, and actually the trailer I just bought, I'm going to start hauling company too.
Wow. Yeah, hauling actually does pretty good. I have guys that double end their hauling, so they'll go like pick up a couch or something if they find nice furniture, or if it's like a refrigerator, and they'll get it refurbished and then they'll sell it instead of just dropping it off at the junkyard. So then they get paid to pick it up, put a little money into fixing it or a little time into fixing it, and then they end up selling it. So they they make money on both sides. So that's definitely a interesting industry that I didn't understand in the beginning. I was like, how's this guy making so much money? He was like taking vacations all the time. He's like, they had a warehouse, they would take all the furniture and like refurbish it.
See, what mine was going to be is, it'll be like hauling cars across the country. Like, I'd fit three cars on this trailer and go cross country with them and be gone for a couple weeks, make $4,000 or $5,000, you know?
Yeah, you got some guts. That's a lot of driving, but hey, man, it's fun. That's how you learn. When I was young, I did a lot of traveling, especially when I first got my first big paycheck. I was like, okay, I went to Europe and did a bunch of stuff when I was like 22. Yeah, and it's good. That's what life's really about. I'm sure he would tell you the same thing too. It's not really about working forever. It's, you know, try to make the most of it and take care of mom.
Hang on.
No, you're good. So I'll let you get back to the day. You know, like I just want to get to know you a little bit. You know, I'm going to be walking you through the campaign, make sure everything's working for you. You'll have an outline of the agreement in writing there in black and white. It'll say, Levi, thank you for choosing Local Splash and your text messages, and there's like a link in there. So basically sign off on that, and then you're good to go. We'll circle back with you at 12 o'clock to walk you through that client interview, okay?
It says 404, oops, we did not find the page you're looking for.
What? 404 error? Okay.
Yeah, I'd say
so. You got signal on that phone?
Yeah, I got 4 bars LTE right now.
Oh, geez. Okay, here, let me just resend the link by itself. It shouldn't be happening. Let me see if I can pull it up here and what pops up for me. No, it comes up for me. Here, I just sent the link by itself, and then you just click on the link. Yeah, that goes.
Got it.
Got it? Okay. So this has everything in black and white for you. There's going to be a box that'll just say, I certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. You just want to check that. And at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first and last name. So, again, this isn't a contract, but I just wanted you to have everything in black and white because of the discounts that I applied. So that way they know, you know, there's no confusion about you being on that platinum bundle and getting those products and features for that rate. So even if I croak or I'm not here a couple years from now, you still get the same deal.
Cool.
And you got proof of it, you know. Yep. And then if you need anything, you got my direct number and extension. So no questions or dumb questions, man. I understand you're 18 and the stuff that you're going through. I always tell people, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. So me being able to understand your situation, I mean, you know, no questions or dumb questions. If there's anything we can do to help you be successful with this company, don't hesitate to reach out and ask, okay?
All right, then. Yep.
Well, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. You have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you in about 2 hours here for that client interview.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Levi. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, then. Peace out. Bye.
Peace out. Bye.